Good morning. It's Sierra with you for the live recording of a Positive Chats podcast. And we have with us author, speaker, adventure enthusiastic, JT Jester. How are you?
I'm awesome, Sierra. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being with us. We are going to talk about a book that you have out.
That's right. I just finished a book called No Bad Days, How to Find Joy in Any Circumstance.
No Bad Days, NBD, right?
So No Bad Days, the way that title came about is because, Sierra, I was laying in a hospital bed. I was born with a medical condition called Vectoral Syndrome, and it's a birth defect that affects different aspects of your body. But the way the title came about was when I was a little bit older, I was in the hospital room, and my dad came into the room, and he said, JT, I am so sorry for what you're going through. And I turned to him, and I said, Dad, it's okay. There are no bad days. There's only hard days, and we get through them. So that's become a life wow. motto of me and my family. And so this book really brings in so many incredible stories, because as you and I know, and everyone listening, we all have a story to share. And we all have our challenges in life, but we get through those. And we get through those with the power of positive thinking and with friends and family and what I call building your tribe.
Building your tribe. So where did you live in Michigan now? Is that where you were building your tribe since birth?
That's right. Michigan is home for me. And I'll just give you a little bit of background on the medical side of things. When I was born with Vectoral Syndrome, it's something that was at the time not something that you could tell that a child would have until they were born. Mm-hmm. So my parents thought that they would have a healthy born baby.
Yes.
And that wasn't the case. I had what they call tracheoesophageal fistulas, which are basically endless pathways that don't connect to your stomach. And I was born with perforated anus, where they had to put I had a colostomy bag for the first few years of my life. And there's many other challenges that can come with it, but mine dealt with the GI system as well as the spinal cord. And so throughout the years, I've had about 16 operations to repair a lot of this. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's been a journey, but it's been a blessing because it's shown me so much about life and been able to meet so many amazing people along this path and along this journey.
Talk about an overcomer. That's wild to be born, you know, into that situation. Where did this no bad days mentality come from?
I think that it comes from, you know, in my life that with these different challenges, I've been blessed with, a personality and a smile that I realized that the blessings God has given me are so strong. And, you know, when you're a child and my dad would take me up and down the hallways at a hospital when I'd spend, you know, 200 and some days in a hospital room, we'd be walking up and down the hallways and, you know, you'd look into one room and you'd say, Dad, that child's not as sick as me. And you go a little farther and you'd look in that room and you'd say, that child's sicker than me.
Mm.
And so you start to create this understanding of people and understanding of how valuable life is. And, you know, you come back a couple weeks later and you walk down that same hallway or a couple of days later, and you look into that first room, and that child's not there anymore because he was discharged from the hospital. And mm. you go a little farther down, and you look into that room, and that child's not there anymore. And unfortunately, it's because they have passed away. And so, you know, I think that this smile that I have and this joy that I have is because I know every day is a blessing on earth. And in the book, No Bad Days, you know, it talks a little bit about my story, but it really pulls in so many incredible stories of people overcoming medical challenges, overcoming, challenges inside the workplace and challenges, you know, with education and all sorts of different aspects. And so it's been a journey for me, because the cool thing has been interviewing so many individuals. And the biggest thing that I've pulled from it is that, you know, we all have a story to share, and we have to get out there and share it, because it helps each and every one of us get through life by being able to express with each other what's going on.
So JT, upon, you know, being ready for this interview, I looked and I said, no bad days, huh? And coincidental enough, I was just thinking the other day that, you know, God works all things for our good, right? So there's no such thing as bad. When I say I had that thought earlier this week, like, wow, no bad days. And it reminded me of Romans 8:28. But you're saying in this book, No Bad Days, that it's not just about your story, it's also, you wrote this book with it being a tool.
Exactly. So I have lots of core values in this book. You know, one of them is like we've just been talking about, tell your story. Another one is to find your tribe, and also to learn to fall. And there's many more, but those are some of the key ones that I take away from this book, and I think are so important. Learn to Fall is a story in the book about myself and a dear friend of mine. And this friend had taken me through all sorts of adventures. He has given me the ability and the passion for the outdoors and for adventure and for thrill seeking. And so this gentleman, Lottie Sloth, was a ski coach of mine. And I'd been skiing for many years, but the first day that we had met and we were going to go out and ski, we were going up the chairlift, and he goes, JT, today we're going to learn to fall. And I was like, this is counterintuitive. This is not what I want to do. But as we go up the chairlift, he says, JT, follow after me. So we get off and we're heading down the mountain, and he falls to his left and he falls to his right and he falls to forward. And he says, okay, JT, you try. And we did this time and time again throughout the day. And what I realized is that this was helping me become a better skier. I was learning that how to prevent a fall. I was learning how to, when you fall, how to get back up, and how to prevent injury. But what the bigger picture was is that in life, we're going to fall and we're going to have these challenges, but who's going to be there and how are you going to pick yourself back up and keep going? Because we know that we're going to sin. We know we're going to have challenges. And we have to just be able to have that support system or that tribe around us to help encourage us to get back up and keep moving on.
That's powerful. How to prevent your fall, learning how to prevent your fall, and how to get back up. That was actually the core that I was going to ask about, learning to fall, but it ties together, right? Knowing other people's stories and sharing stories.
Yeah. And so, you know, finding that tribe is so important. I always say that it starts with the good Lord for me.
Yeah.
And then it comes family and friends under that. And having that solid support system is so crucial, because we all know that there are days that it's like, JT, I am, you know, having a bad day, but there are no bad days. There's just hard ones. And those hard ones are the ones that we need that tribe around us to get us up and keep us going and keep us motivated to have success and to overcome those challenges.
In addition to writing this book, you're also an adventure enthusiast. How did that come about?
Yeah, I love that question. So, totally is part of the healing side of things, you know, not just with the medical challenges, but with the education piece. I'm a severe dyslexic. And with that, I was told, you know, JT, you won't be able to do this. You won't be able to do that. And you won't be able to read. You won't be able to medically, you won't be able to, you know, be away from a bathroom for X amount of hours. And what I have found is that nature is my place to go and enjoy and relax and forget about the naysayers and just move on and and be in God's country. And so I love adventure, from skiing, like I said, that's been a huge passion of mine. But I love climbing. I love climbing mountains and boating and just being in God's country in any way possible and challenging myself with that.
So you talk about everything coming together. That's definitely everything coming together. Like, you're going to your tribe. You said your tribe is God first. So you're like, I'm going to go to my tribe and get through this. And I'm going to just put away with everything everyone's saying negative. And I'm going to go to God's country. That's pretty amazing.
It's an important part of my life, the nature side of things and the challenge side of things. You know, I love being able to push myself. And one thing that I have been able to enjoy is creating these different challenges that I also have a foundation, and the foundation is the JT Mesta Foundation. And we support children and families with the similar medical challenges and being able to help pay for their medical supplies, as well as the education piece. We help with dyslexia with a program that has been very beneficial to myself. And with that, the foundation, its way of fundraising has been through God's country and Mother Nature, and taking challenges on that allow us to raise some money. So what we are doing here soon is, in September, there's a place called Port Huron, Michigan, and we're going from Port Huron, Michigan to Detroit. And it's about 62 miles of paddleboarding. And our goal is to raise X amount of dollars for that paddle. And that those funds will be going to support families and children in need.
So how can someone partner with you in that?
They can reach out to me through jtjester.com and or social media, jtjesterspeaks. And we'd love to have participants in it, and any support that we can get. We're excited about that.
What other adventures do you have planned for this year outside of that?
So we're doing that paddle, like I spoke about, and then we're doing something called Rim to Rim. And Rim to Rim is in the Grand Canyon, going from one side of the Grand Canyon through the valley and up the other side. And then we're actually going the reverse route and coming back the other way as well. And that will be a fundraiser as well. So as you can see, adventure is very important to me and my tribe, because a lot of my tribe is participating in this. And so we're thrilled and excited for these times to come.
About your book and your travels, is that something that you cover on your YouTube? You have an exclusive JT YouTube page.
I do. JT Jester Speaks on all social media, but the YouTube podcast side of things is all about individual stories and bringing on people to share their story, very similar to the book. And in fact, some of the people from the book are interviewed and on the channel as well. And like you said, with that, we also bring in a lot of these adventures and film them and show them and show the participants and everything going on with it, and the success of fundraiser as well. So, yeah, JT Jester Speaks.
It's amazing how, you know, life started in such a storm for you, and you just took that and you made it beautiful. Like, you literally, it's like, you know what? My life mission is just going to be able to just tell people stories, share stories so that they're not feeling alone, encourage them, and just allowing people to just let go, right? Let go of limits.
That's right. Yes. And have that positive outlook on life, and knowing that we all have those hard days, but there are no bad days, because every day is a blessing here on earth.
No bad days. All right. So this is a podcast right here at Yes FM, Positive Chats Podcast. And we have with us author, speaker, adventure enthusiast, JT Jester. And you have another book as well, right? Other than No Bad Days?
I do. So Untether is my first book that I wrote. And that book really encapsulate sort of my life journey of medical challenges, education, adventure, climbing mountains from Mount Kilimanjaro to others. And that was a fun project as well. And so then that brought us into doing No Bad Days. And then in the next month here, we have a new book coming out, and it's a children's book. And to find out more about the children's book, the website jtjester.com, as well as the YouTube and social media, is where you can find more information on that. And that is it's a fun children's book that will be supporting the JT Mesta Foundation.
So you have a lot going on this year. Pray that you will have, you know, success in all these adventures, especially your fundraising and the launch of that new book. Thanks for coming on and sharing with us about No Bad Days.
Thank you so much for having me and for this time. It's been fun to chat with you and share the story of No Bad Days.
Will you let our listeners know before you go where they can get a copy of that book, No Bad Days?
Yes. So the book is sold anywhere books are sold. So you can find it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and as well as through the website, jtjester.com. And that's where you can find No Bad Days.